This is Auto Recall Report, the quick show that gets you familiar with the latest automotive recalls. So buckle up. Literally, next exit is the safe zone. Here is your chauffeur. His name is AK.
What an intro. Thank you so much. AK here, Auto Recall Report. Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about the Honda Ridgeline. The Honda Ridgeline is that pickup truck from Honda that we've looked at and said, does that look like a pickup truck? It seems a little bit low to the ground. Is it really a pickup truck, or is it something that looks like a pickup truck but doesn't have all of the rough and toughness of a real truck? So today we're going to get down to business and talk about that. But before I start the show, let me give you a joke. What kind of car does Jesus drive? All right, I'm waiting. A Chrysler. You get it? So, the Ridgeline. Honda has evolved the concept of a pickup truck, creating a smart truck aimed squarely at the actual needs of most pickup truck owners. The original innovative Ridgeline turned off many buyers because of its peculiar styling. Now, if you guys remember the last Ridgeline, it looked a little boxier, and in my opinion, I thought it looked more rugged. I actually liked the shape that it, the boxy styling of the last generation Ridgeline, but a lot of people didn't. It was really a hit or miss. Now, Honda says the lessons have been learned, and as a result, the second generation Ridgeline looks much more conventional while being even more sensible. Good job, Honda. But today, the Ridgeline is in the news because of a recall. Yes, a recall. Vehicles involved are 106,683 of the 2017 to 2019 Honda Ridgeline pickup trucks. Now, the problem is that car wash detergents containing sulfuric acid could drain from the bed and seep into the fuel pump's fuel feed port. If the acid isn't fully rinsed off, it could crack the port, resulting in a fuel leak. A leak such as that could lead to a fire, Honda says. So, isn't this crazy? This recall stems from a car wash, and the detergent from the car wash could really cause havoc on the car. So, what's the fix? First of all, don't go to the car wash right now. Hold off a little bit. Just water right now. No need to put any type of detergent that could seep into the area where the fuel pump is. So, what's the fix? Dealers will inspect the fuel pump and, if needed, replace it at no charge to owners. So, contact Honda right away and check out if your VIN number is on the recall list. Also, check out the National Highway Safety Administration's website and type in your VIN number in there and see if they have anything going on for your Ridgeline. Now, the Ridgeline is still a great car. Now, once this is taken care of, Honda is really known for their reliability, and they're also known for their cars. I mean, the Accord, the Civic, the CRV, the Pilot, they've all been really good cars, and you can still see them on the road. People have had those cars for years with little or no problems. So they're still great cars. Recalls are normal. They come up, get them dealt with, get it taken care of, so you can still enjoy the Honda Ridgeline. Now, the Honda Ridgeline starts at $29,990 and goes all the way up to $43,420. If you're at the pump, you're going to get between $19 in the city and $26 on the highway. Now, before I go, guys, remember, don't text and drive. Be safe out there on the road and come back and see me. Auto Recall Report. I'm out. AK. Peace.
Next exit is the safe zone.